Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire, the country's on fire, country coming apart at the seams. My God, it's a communist attack on the United States of America. First of all, what have I been saying? Today's Wednesday the 15th of December. What have I been saying since Monday? I've been saying that, and I've been talking about this communist takeover of America and the fact that it's out in the open. They're not even hiding it anymore. Richard Blumenthal, U.S. Senator of Connecticut, was at a Communist Party celebration days ago, I believe last weekend, the 102nd anniversary of the Communist Party of Connecticut. And he was at the celebration. Now, can I ask you something? I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying, I never will say that I want to kill somebody, right? I'm not saying that. But I'm just asking a simple question. When the British invaded, did we want to kill them? Yeah. Yeah, even though they were our partners, basically, and like our parents at the time of the American Revolution, Britain was our parent country, so they were like our siblings, we killed them. And when the Japanese invaded Pearl Harbor, did we want to kill them? When the Muslims attacked at 9/11 and took down the World Trade Center, did we want to kill them? Yes, our goal in a war is to kill the enemy. And the goal of all these people who hated America and attacked America, Nazi Germany, Hitler, the Japanese, what was their goal? To destroy America. So if someone is a communist, I don't understand, if a Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese Communist Army got together and attacked America to try and destroy capitalism and destroy your job and seize your assets and change America, wouldn't we kill them? Wouldn't we fight a war and kill them? So what's the difference if a foreign invader wants to destroy America and take away capitalism and take away your right to earn a living and take away a job and seize your assets? Or someone in the United States says, I'm a communist and I want to destroy America and I want to take away capitalism and I want to take away your income and your job and I want to seize your assets and I want to ruin your whole life. What's the freak? And I want to open your borders, and I want to do vaccine mandates. I'm going to stick poison in your arm, whether you like it or not. What's the difference? So while I'm not advocating murder of any kind, I'm not advocating killing or war of any kind, I am asking the question, what's the difference? Communist is a communist. Aren't communists the enemies of America? If a U.S. senator goes to a communist event, isn't he an enemy and a traitor of this country? Shouldn't he be arrested and sent to Guantanamo and put on trial and spend the rest of his life in leg irons in a prison cell in Guantanamo? Explain to me, what's the difference if Osama bin Laden or Vladimir Putin or the Prime Minister of China, was it Xi? I think it's Xi. Or of course, the little midget in Korea. Kim Jong-il-Moon, what the hell's his name? Kim Jong-un. What's the difference if one of them attacked America and said, I want to destroy everything you believe in and take away American exceptionalism, versus Richard Blumenthal, a United States Senator in Connecticut, who says, I'm going to communist events where they want to destroy America and take away everything you believe in and destroy American exceptionalism and open the borders and it's no longer America. What's the difference? As Hillary Clinton once said, what's the difference? There is no difference. He's the enemy. He is the enemy. All of them are the enemy. Biden's the enemy. The entire Democrat Party is the enemy of capitalism, of American exceptionalism, of democracy, of freedom, of living because of vaccine mandates. They want to take away your life. and of sovereignty because of open borders and of the crime in every Democrat inner city in America out of control and the murder rate out of control? They're an enemy of safety? They're an enemy of your children in school, masking them and vaccinating them? They've become the enemy, and they're openly communist. And if we would kill communists who invaded America, then how are you allowing communists to walk inside the United States Senate? Someone's got to explain to me what the difference is. I'm just asking. Why not, first of all, force Blumenthal to resign? Second of all, while he's in office, take away all, strip him of all his committee assignments and set an example, Republican Party. If you admit you're a communist, you're an enemy of the United States of America. By the way, I'll be very liberal here. If you admit you're a member of the KKK, you're also an enemy. It's an extreme radical organization, the KKK. So it's not like I'm saying it's okay to be an extreme radical who wants to murder black people or Jews. I'm Jewish. If you want to murder black people or Jews, you're a member of an extreme radical terrorist organization. Well, the Communist Party is an extreme radical terrorist organization whose sole aim is the destruction of America. Why are you allowing this man to walk back in the United States Senate? Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut has just raised the stakes. He not only attended an award ceremony hosted by the Communist Party, he spoke at it. He spoke at an award ceremony over the weekend, Saturday, hosted by a Communist Party affiliate whose leaders used the event to recruit potential members to the Communist Party. And he presented, Blumenthal presented certificates of special recognition from the Senate to three winners of the Amistad Award given annually by the Communist People's World Committee, an affiliate of the Communist Party USA, and the Marxist People's World News site. Blumenthal appeared even as Democrat leaders have downplayed allegations that many in the party support socialist or communist parties. Policies. Socialist or communist policies. Like Bernie Sanders, like AOC, like everybody in the Democrat Party. Blumenthal used his speech to tout Democrat legislative policies, including voting rights reform, ending the filibuster, and the Build Back Better Act. Can you imagine? He was introduced to the event by Lisa Bergman, a Communist Party member who blamed corporations for the imperialism that exists in our world that is undermining labor and environment. I mean, it certainly sounds like Richard Blumenthal is a communist. Sounds like the Democrat Party is partners with the Communist Party. And that brings up the Build Back Better bill, which appears to be dead for this year. It adds 87,000 IRS agents. You know what? That's communist. It cuts money for hospitals in red states. That's communist. That's wanting people in red states to die. Because communists want conservatives to die, and they want 87,000 new IRS agents because they want to destroy everyone in this country that makes money, that pays into the system, because we're all a danger, because we give our donations overwhelmingly to the Republican Party and to conservative causes, and they got to stop it. They want to come after every Republican. And it's not like they want to just come after rich people who happen to donate to the GOP. No. They want to go after Republicans, period. If you're middle class, if you're upper middle class, if you're a professional, if you're filthy rich, all the above. If you vote Republican, if you donate $5 to the GOP, they're going to come after you with their 87,000 new agents. This is the Gestapo. That's why they're adding 87,000 agents. This is their version of the Gestapo. That's, oh, kid yourself, that's what they want to do. They sicked the IRS on me under Barack Obama, and they tried to destroy my life for only one reason, because I was a critic of Obama. And if they add 87,000 new IRS agents and $80 million for hiring 87,000 new IRS agents and billions in new resources for the IRS, they're coming after conservatives to destroy our lives. They're not creating a fairer tax system. They're out to destroy Republicans and to kill dissent. Kill dissent. Because you know what this is about? First of all, you're going to expect 1.2 million new audits. And there are people who say that nearly half of the 1.2 million new audits would target average American households earning less than $75,000 a year. This is a nightmare. This is going to raise taxes, raise audits, raise your legal costs, because the minute you're audited, you have to hire accountants and lawyers. You're going to bankrupt everyone who's conservative. You're going to cripple the opposition. And this was all about banks providing information of customers with annual deposits or withdrawals worth more than $600 so that the IRS could go into your bank account. Can you imagine? Anyone who puts $600 in or takes $600 out, they want the IRS to now go into your bank account. They're free to do so the minute you put $600 in or taken $600 out. And then they changed that when there was such an outcry from the people. They changed it to total deposits and withdrawals from bank accounts with more than $10,000 in income. That's everybody. $10,000 in income. That's everybody. That's everyone in the world with any kind of money, any kind of job. Maybe people on welfare are exempted, of course. They vote Democrat. And then GOP Senator is also questioning a proposal in the Build Back Better bill that would slash hospital funding in 12 right-leaning states. Can you imagine? Cut disproportionate share hospital payments across 12 states that have not expanded Medicaid coverage. So now if you disagree with this government and their communist policies, they're going to come get you and let you die. Wow. It's evil. It's evil, it's the devil, and it's communism all rolled into one. By the way, what did I tell you from the beginning? This vaccine is killing hundreds of thousands. I kept telling you it's 20,000, but that Harvard study from 2 years ago says only 1% are reported to VAERS. But I kept saying this is a really high-profile disease, COVID, and it's in the news every minute. Maybe it's much lower. Maybe now it's like 10% or 20%. You got to multiply it by 10 or 20, not by 100. New study is out that estimates 388,000 Americans have been killed by the COVID vaccines. 388,000. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, one of my biggest fans, his name is Joe. I call him Colonel Joe. He's a former, he's retired, former colonel in the United States military, United States Army. And he's retired now, but he listens to my show, and he sends me some of the most insightful comments. And he sent two of them just in the last 20 minutes or so, since the top of the hour. Number one, he said, our USA executive branch of government is functioning as an extension of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. We need to put the entire White House under investigation of treason. And who is it? You know, he's right. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly right. It's common sense. Anybody could see it. I've said it from day one. It's a communist takeover of the United States. Not just any communist, Chinese communist takeover. But who is going to do it? You can't arrest the president. Who would arrest the president? I mean, they do it when Republicans are president, right? It's no problem at all when Nixon's president. No problem at all when Trump's president, that they want to put you under siege and kick you out of office and arrest you and impeach you and destroy your career and make you step down and threaten to send you to prison. But whoever does that to a Democrat when they're in power? I mean, whoever does it to a Democrat, period, right? But when they're in power, the DOJ is completely owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Democrat Party, the DNC, and sadly, the Chinese Communist Party. The DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and the DOJ, they're all owned by the Chinese Communists, and the DOJ is owned by the DNC and the CCP. The Communists and the Democrats, same thing, I know I repeat myself, own the DOJ. And pretty much every branch of government, but I mean the one that matters, that's weaponized, the ones that are weaponized would be the DOJ and the IRS. And Homeland Security, maybe you could argue, is weaponized in many ways against Americans. And it's just so beyond my comprehension what's going on. But who is going to arrest them? Who arrests the president? Who goes after the DOJ? Who's more powerful than the Department of Justice? Nobody. Who's more powerful than the Attorney General? Who can arrest the Attorney General of the United States? Who's going to come in and swoop in like the cavalry and save us? And my answer is nobody at this point. Very scary. And then the second thing he said is, did you notice, Wayne, Fox News breaking story, the NFL as an organization has labeled Taiwan as part of China. The NFL just released their marketing information, and it showed their international relationships and depicted a map of China with Taiwan portrayed as part of China. And, of course, he's right. I go to Fox News, and there's one of their lead stories about this. It's crazy. It's truly crazy. Our whole country is under the spell of China. It's just amazing. They're all kissing China's ass to make $1 billion. NFL under fire, raising eyebrows by labeling Taiwan as part of China. He wasn't kidding. He wasn't exaggerating. It's a fact. The map comes as the Chinese Communist Party, led by President Xi Jinping, sets its sights on Taiwan. The National Football League labeled Taiwan as being part of mainland China. Taiwan's its own country for those people who vote Democrat in America, in other words, for morons. For ignorant morons who don't know where, like, Alabama is, they have no clue that Taiwan's a country next to China, and it's its own independent country. It's not part of China. China's going to attack it, just like Ukraine is an independent country next to Russia. And Russia's about to attack it and take it over. All of this is about to happen. Maybe it'll happen over the holidays. That's a perfect time to attack. People are busy opening presents. They're busy enjoying life. They're busy going to parties. They're busy going to restaurants. They're busy going to Santa Claus plays with their kids. They're busy going to movies with their kids. They're busy going to New Year's events. Nobody cares about Taiwan being taken over by China and Ukraine being taken over by Russia during that period. Nobody. No one's going to give a damn. No one's going to raise an eyebrow. NFL announced that 18 of its teams have been granted access to 26 international home marketing areas across 8 different countries as part of a plan to give teams access to international territories for marketing, fan engagement, and commercialization. And then they show the map, and Taiwan and China are one and the same. Suddenly China's part of Taiwan. It's like showing a map of North America and Canada is part of the United States. I mean, that'd be all well and good with me, but I got news to you. Canada wouldn't be too happy about it. I don't even know if it would be good with me, because at this point, Canada's absolutely a communist nation. You should make Canada part of China. You should make Australia and New Zealand part of China. Just one big communist happy empire out there. And Biden's trying to make us part of it. Make the United States part of China. Why not?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting some of the communities in Kentucky that were damaged by the recent severe weather that included tornadoes. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is touring the damage with the president and says his department is ready for the long haul.
The president directed us to be aware of the challenge of connectivity and to go where the need exists and to be able to provide a one-stop shop for people.
The president assured federal resources to help communities rebuild will be around for as long as necessary. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now, but it's suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. That's according to Fed Chair Jerome Powell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energy. Cody, founders and owners of Energized Health, are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. It helps people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease, no painful exercise, no restrictive fat diets involved. I'm Exhibit A. I feel great. I look great. I've been on the program for over a year. In the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, look younger, feel younger. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas, so you got 10 days or so, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount, and your spouse is free. So you get 40% off, and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call cut to the chase and just call them. 888-444-8895, 888-toll-free, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Is the best deal anywhere on earth. When you ask how to fight back against these people, Florida and Texas know how to do it. Texas is stepping up to get the job done. Biden won't build the wall, so construction of the Texas-Mexico border wall will begin soon, and I guess Texas is going to construct it and pay for it. In April, the Biden administration canceled the Defense Department funding of the border wall ordered by President Trump. But they're not getting paid to finish the Trump wall. They're getting paid to sit and watch the steel beams to make sure no one steals them. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the state will step up to get the job done on building the border wall. Construction expected to begin soon on a 1.7-mile portion of the Texas border wall. It's part of an initiative announced by Governor Greg Abbott in June. Abbott tasked the Texas Facilities Commission with bringing a state border wall to fruition. During a November 18th Texas Facilities Commission meeting, commissioners unanimously approved a design-build contract that will not exceed $162 million for a total of 8 miles of border wall that will fill gaps between portions of the federal wall. Contract awarded to Pacilico Civil, 75-year-old New York-based engineering firm that has worked on other border projects. First portion of the wall will be constructed on state-owned land in Starr County with a 1.2-mile extension on private land. So that's the way you fight this communist attack on the United States of America. That's the way to do it. Texas just showed you how. And Florida is doing the same thing, except even better. There's nobody better than DeSantis. He is just the greatest. And so let me see if I can find DeSantis, because I've got so many stories here. And I'm trying to see if I can find what DeSantis did today, because it seems like every day he announces something fantastic to fight back against these clowns, these communist clowns. So let's see if I could find it. I'm doing it on the fly. I've got so many articles. Here it is. DeSantis declares war on woke Florida schools and businesses. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has taken aim to stop the divisive and destructive advance of critical race theory in its tracks, from school classrooms to corporate boardrooms. And to that end, this week introduced the Stop Wrongs to Our Kids and Employees Act. Stop Woke Act is the first legislation of its kind in the nation, going on offense against both corporate wokeness and critical race theory in our schools. We won't allow Florida tax dollars to be spent teaching kids to hate our country or to hate each other. We also have a responsibility to ensure that parents have the means to vindicate their rights when it comes to enforcing state standards. Finally, we must protect Florida workers against a hostile work environment that was created when large corporations forced their employees to endure critical race theory-inspired training and indoctrination. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? You know, I mean, it's just wonderful that we have proactive governors telling Biden to go F himself. A Philadelphia elementary school forced fifth graders to celebrate black communism and simulated a black power rally to free Angela Davis from prison. And at the same school, 87% of the students will fail to achieve basic literacy by graduation. A middle school in Springfield, Missouri, forced teachers to locate themselves on an opposition matrix, claiming that white, heterosexual Protestant males are inherently oppressors and must atone for their covert white supremacy. Buffalo Public Schools taught students that all white people perpetuate systemic racism and force kindergartners to watch a video of dead black children warning them about racist police and state-sanctioned violence who might kill them at any time. And it's the same on the corporate side. Raytheon, the nation's second-largest defense contractor, has launched a critical race theory program that encourages white employees to confront their privilege, reject the principle of equality, and defund the police. Bank of America teaches that the United States is a system of white supremacy, encourages employees to become woke at work, and teaches that white toddlers develop racial biases by ages 3 to 5. A Google employee program claims America is a system of white supremacy and all Americans are raised to be racist. This is a hostile work environment. DeSantis, the governor of Florida, my favorite governor ever, says, how is it not a hostile work environment to be attacking people based on their race or telling them they're privileged or part of oppressive systems when all they're doing is showing up to work and trying to earn a living? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Insane. Right? And they didn't even mention what I think is the most important news story along those lines that I've seen this year, the Salvation Army. They're training their employees and their donors. Their biggest donors are all white. And they're teaching them that, you know, we'll only take your money if you admit that you're racist. And this got out, and nobody's putting any money in the Salvation Army jar anymore. Nobody. The bin. The pot. What is it? Kettle pot? Whatever the hell you call it. A kettle pot? It's the kettle. It's a red kettle. Nobody's putting anything in the red kettle. And Salvation Army said yesterday, basically, they're going broke. They got no money for the holiday season because nobody's giving them any money. Well, isn't that just too bad? Starve, baby, starve. You want to play communist? You want to be evil? You want to teach hatred of white people? That's called racism. That's called hate speech. So, no problem. Then you're going to go broke. You go woke, you go broke. That was my whole book is all about. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is about boycotting and bankrupting all these companies that go broke. I got no problem. If you want to say white people are evil and white people are bad, white people are inherently racist, the system is all racist, Wayne Root, mark it down, it's no problem. But you're never getting another penny of my money and you're bankrupt. Go to hell. Go F yourself. You're done. You're finished. You're bankrupt. You're out of business. All your employees are out of business. Everybody's out of a job. Merry Christmas. Good luck to you. Good luck to all of you. Season's greetings. No money in your pot. Good luck. Let's see if you can get enough money from all the liberals of the world. And you know what's at the root of all this? Yeah, there are a few radical black people out there who are like black supremacists. You know, and they run BLM. But in general, 99% of the problem is white liberals. White liberals are all the problems in America. I really know a lot of black people. They're all nice people. And very few of them have any hatred towards whites. It's only white liberals who have a hatred towards whites and want to punish white people because they have a, you know, a suicide complex. They hate themselves. Self-hatred. They want to hurt themselves and all of their fellow people. White liberals are the destruction of America. Disgusting, disgusting people. You'll never get me to say black people are bad, Hispanic people are bad. Not true, they're not. But white liberals are disgusting, despicable. You don't think it's a communist takeover of the United States, huh? The Make-A-Wish Foundation has refused to grant a wish to a dying 4-year-old because they're unvaccinated. I mean, can you believe this? A 4-year-old child from Staten Island wanted to visit Disney World as a last wish. The foundation refused to fulfill it, citing his unvaccinated status. Rocco, terminally ill 4-year-old boy from Staten Island, New York, made a wish to go to Mickey's house and meet Mickey Mouse in Disney World in Orlando, Florida with his family. Make-A-Wish Foundation decided to refuse the child because he was not vaccinated. Make-A-Wish has doubled down on their stance, citing the sick and dying would be a danger to others. Make-A-Wish is a 501c3 nonprofit organization based here in the United States that grants wishes. The program is available to apparently vaccinated-only children aged 2.5 to 18 who are diagnosed with life-threatening diseases. Wow, the organization is headquartered in Phoenix. If you can go out and find the phone number and the email address for Make-A-Wish in Phoenix, anyone in my audience, please email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, or call the studio, 833-WAR-TALK, and give us that phone number, give us that email, and I'll broadcast it to everyone, and we will shut down Make-A-Wish Foundation. Have a nice life, you communist, vicious scumbags, more mass murderers. That's what you all are. You're vicious murderers. You want a three-year-old who's dying already to be vaccinated? One family friend got on TikTok to say, I got a message from a friend of mine here on Staten Island. His four-year-old ill kid was refused by Make-A-Wish for his wish because he's not vaccinated at 4 years old. You should be ashamed of yourself. Let me tell you something, Make-A-Wish. You're going to wish you never made the decision. Next week, we're going to do something for this kid. Can't believe things like this are happening in our country, said New York artist Scott Lombardo, who lashes out at Make-A-Wish after they refused his friend's four-year-old sick and dying son, Rocco. Let's take down Make-A-Wish. I have a wish for you. Make-A-Wish, go to hell. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless! It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today, between now and Christmas, for the Energized Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity, wives, for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Liberty Project, sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I rarely talk about nonprofits and charity organizations, but Liberty Projects has this wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. And they're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. And the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're actually turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman and his family have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. And I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. Knowing my fantastic fans and listeners, I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today. I don't know about you, but I love vets and I love animals. So Vets and Horses, my kind of charitable organization. Vetsandhorses.com. Please give this Christmas season. Whatever you were going to give to the Salvation Army, give to vetsandhorses.com. There you go. There's my sales pitch. Whatever you were going to give to the Salvation Army, give to vetsandhorses.com. And don't give it to Make-A-Wish. We're gonna boycott Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. Here is the contact information. The phone number is 602-279-9474. No more money to Make-A-Wish. Call them and tell them the spigot is dry. You're not giving them another dime. They will not fulfill the dying wish of a four-year-old because he's not vaccinated. Rocco in Staten Island, New York. Knock them down. Put them out of business. Dry them up. Bankrupt them. Bring them to their knees. Make-A-Wish Foundation, another commie organization. 602-279-9474. Let them know you never give them another dime. Let them know there's about 80 million Trump supporters, almost all of whom are unvaccinated, and they're never getting our money again. Bye-bye, Make-A-Wish. We all have a wish. Actually, it's a prayer because we believe in God. We hope Make-A-Wish either changes their mind or goes out of business. It's time to stop this nonsense. You don't save people who are vaccinated and let people who are unvaccinated die without fulfilling their wish. You disgusting, despicable people. 602-279-9474. Who do you think you are? You effed with the wrong group. Conservatives, put them out of business. Here's a YouTube star named Dave Rubin. I never heard of him, by the way. You know, my problem is I work all day. I don't have time to watch YouTube. A YouTube star. What the hell is a star? You're a star? I can see you say porn actress. I can see you say filthy porn actress. You're not a star. Are you a star because you have a show on YouTube? Dave Rubin, first of all, if you have a show on YouTube and you're a conservative, how is it still on the air? Evidently, you've never said a word about vaccines. Evidently, you've never said a word that's enraged the liberals. You've never mentioned stolen elections. But, okay, all right, I'll move on. YouTube star Dave Rubin announces that he's leaving California and heading to a free state instead because I don't want to fund my own demise. So in the last couple of years, Joe Rogan's left California bench. Elon Musk has taken his billions and left California for greener pastures. According to a Stanford study, more businesses have already fled the Golden State or partially relocated out of California in 2021 than in all of 2020, including big names such as Nestle, Toyota, and Hewlett-Packard. Now California can add YouTube star Dave Rubin to the list of successful entrepreneurs that have had enough. On Monday, Rubin took to Twitter and YouTube to announce the decision. He says, I'm officially leaving the dystopian nightmare of California for the free state of Florida. My successful business and all my employees are coming with me. See you soon in Florida. Personal thanks to Governor Gavin Newsom as I'm officially leaving California. My successful business and all my employees are going to be coming to Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis. The camel's back has been broken for a long time, Rubin said. Governor Newsom is an unbearable tyrant who has dared to extend his emergency powers and immediately take a $200,000 vacation. Then he was just on The View promoting his children's book. What emergency? The people want to see more. Seem to want more of this. Rubin went on to cite vaccine passports, mass conformity, high crime, human poop on the streets, overflowing trash cans, and much more motivating his exit. But he placed a particular emphasis on the role that high tax and crushing regulations played in pushing his business elsewhere. We have a top marginal income tax rate in the country. The top marginal state income tax rate in the country, he's referring to. A high sales tax, gas tax is 50 cents. Now they're trying to push through a retroactive tax, an exit tax for California residents who leave. They want to tax you for leaving. They stole all that stuff from you. Now they want more because you make the decision to leave. California's the most regulated state in the country, L.A. being the most regulated city in the state. Time to get out of California. Well, you know what? I'm glad you're saying all that, Dave, but, you know, I'm a little bit ahead of you. I've written 15 books. And in, like, three of them, I talked about why I left California for Nevada. And that was 20 years ago, almost. I left in 2022. So it's about to be the 20th anniversary of my leaving California because it was too heavily taxed and too heavily regulated. And the people were all nuts, liberal nutcases and snowflakes. 20 years later, they're 10 times worse. And you're just getting out now. I figured it out 20 years ago. See you tomorrow. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.